Welcome to Shiar Jashub, coming from Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the sermons of Pastor Greg Scalzo. I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be continuing a sermon in my husband's series on the Book of Romans. Pastor Greg is teaching from chapter 1 and verse 18, where the Apostle Paul writes, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." And we saw that the word translated suppress means to conceal, to hold down, and the example given by one Greek scholar was that the wicked put truth in a box and sit on the lid to hold it down, concealing the open truth of God from men. In providing an example, Pastor went on to speak about the mounting evidence for purposeful design in the human cell and DNA, and was discussing Dr. Stephen Meyer's book, Signature in the Cell. Dr. Meyer was in the center of the intelligent design controversy that was featured in the extremely important documentary Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, by Ben Stein. Let's rejoin Pastor Greg.
And yet, much of the scientific community, and especially the educational institutions, what do? They suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Myers goes through different arguments he has in debates. You know, he gets up, he's got all this information from biology, from logic, from historical sciences, from the new discoveries, and he gets in these debates, and normally what they do is they try to misdirect. They try to redefine science. They'll define science as that which can only be explained by natural laws and no intelligence. So circular reasoning. If science is now defined as that which is only described by natural actions and no intelligence, then by definition, we can't say intelligent design is a science because we've said science cannot include an intelligent designer. And they have such petty different ways they try to work around it when science was always supposed to be a discovery of the truth, right? But they suppress the truth. It's not a matter of what's true, it's a matter of this big debate game. We don't want to let any evidence of God, of design in, so we will play all these different games. We won't debate the issue of science, we'll just change the definition of science. Well, we can't handle that theory because you have an intelligence there. He doesn't say who the intelligence is. The purpose of the intelligent design movement, now he's a Christian, but the purpose is not to prove Christianity. It's not even to prove God. It's to just combat what's taught in the classrooms, that you're purposeless, that you're random, that you're chance mutational accidents happen over long periods of time. There is nothing to you. You will become nothing someday. They're combating that to say, wait a second. The very cells in our bodies shout design, intelligence. Somebody made this, somebody programmed this, not only programmed it, but made all the machinery that all had to be there in the beginning for it to work. Any piece of it had no benefit to evolve, to be naturally selected. You needed it to work together in this complicated, digitally coded system. They suppress the truth. Atheists like Richard Dawkins and their ungodliness, right? They don't worship God. They don't reverence God. They will not allow it. They'll hold it down. They'll sit on the box. They will not allow them to, their atheism doesn't allow them to accept the evidence for design that God might exist. And they won't allow others. They willfully suppress it to the detriment of millions of youth who are still told that they're a random accident in a purposeless universe destined to become nothing, and the very DNA of their body scream otherwise. They hold it down, and it's getting very hard. It's getting harder and harder to sit on that box with all the more evidence that's coming through. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God, verse 19, is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. The wrath of God is revealed because, verse 19, what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. What may be known of God is manifest, is evident in them, for God has shown it. Or the same word, same root word as you have in manifest, the identical word. God has manifested it to them. What may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has manifested it to them, literally. He's made it evident to them. He's made it evident in their hearts, in their consciences, in their minds. He's made it evident in their bodies, in their DNA. Evidence, he shows us, it goes on to say, Paul goes on to say, evidence he shows us in the creation. That word manifest, phanao, to render apparent, to make visible, to make clear. He's made it clear. I love one of the promos that was on the trailers for Ben Stein's movie. He was there and he says, you know, when I was a kid, and he has that voice, you know, I would see the birds, I would see the animals, I would see myself, and I believe God made the birds and God made the animals and God made me. And then he goes on to say, but then, you know, all this stuff has taught me. That basic understanding that children have, even a child can see it. When you see complexity, when you see design, when you see planning an organization as in a bird, as in an animal, as in us, right? When you see that design, it's a natural process of the logical mind, even a child, to say, if there's design, there's a designer. Someone had to do it. Someone had to make it. And it takes a contorted logic, a logic that's enhanced by the impressiveness and the credentials of institutions of higher learning, to say, as Maya documents in his book, and which I've heard in my discussion with science teachers, in my discussions as a Christian with other academics, when you talk about design, what do they say? Well, it's only the appearance of design. It looks designed. Even Richard Dawkins, the atheist, says, well, it looks designed, but it's really not designed. And then the contorted logic comes in, that which you would naturally, even as a child, say, well, it's designed, there's a designer. Well, no, it looks designed, but that's only the appearance of design. Let me tell you how chance, mutations, natural selection, and billions of years of nothingness caused all this. It's a contorted logic to try to explain away what is naturally understood, even by a child, that things are designed. If you see design, there must be a designer. It's manifest. It's evident. What is manifest and evident, and no matter how many times they say it, that it's not design, it's the appearance of design, you know what? The design is still there. And the more they look at it, it becomes increasingly evident as they probe the cell, as they probe life, as they see the conditions we need for life, that this is all too perfect. Some time back, I reviewed how in Darwin's time, there was a very simplistic understanding of the cell. As you go into the late 1800s, the only reason his theory even took hold, that this is all the appearance of design, was that they thought of the cell as a glob of protoplasm. That was very simplistic. They didn't see all the programming, all the machinery. They couldn't see it. They didn't have the ability we have today to see this manufacturing plant and this software system and this operating system all working inside each of our cells. And so all these tales, all these stories became invented. And as one gets shot down, they don't say, hey, maybe we're wrong. Maybe it's not the appearance of design. Maybe it's design itself. No, they just come up with another story and another story. I remember back when I was in high school. The year before, in junior year, I had become an agnostic after, I've told this story before, after asking a priest how we can know that our faith was true. What is truth, right? And the only answer I basically got was that, well, we're born this way. We're born Catholics. And it was really reduced to the point of like a nationality or an ethnicity. You're just born into it. This is what you're born, rather than why is it true? So now having questioned my faith because I wasn't given an answer of why it's true, the next year, I was in my advanced placement biology class in senior year. We got college credits for taking a college biology course. And the high school was a somewhat prestigious high school, Catholic private school in New York. This AP biology course was primarily about evolution. Well, what else would you teach in a Catholic school? Evolution. We did papers upon papers in this biology class on evolution. And I can see it like it was yesterday, being in study hall, working on one paper about the famous experiment by Miller-Urey, you know, when they're trying to imitate the primeval environment that took the primordial soup and made the beginnings of the amino acids. And I'm reading all this stuff and all the conniptions they got to do to try to get, you know, an amino acid, and looking and saying, this is just impossible. The probability of this happening is too small. Everything is too perfect. Everything is too organized. Everything is designed. And that kept me from going from an agnostic to an atheist. I couldn't become an atheist because it's all too perfect. There's got to be something. I don't know what it is. I probably could never know what it is. That's how I thought at that time. How can I possibly know what God is like? But he's got to be there. I was a theistic agnostic. But that understanding of organization, of specificity, of design, as I'm doing the paper, kept shouting out to me. Now, I had a bit of a, when it came to teachers and elders and scholars, I had an independent strain in me so that I could question it. But not everybody has that. And there are many smart kids that, when the elders say, we evolved and there is no God, if the teacher says it, they believe it. If the professor says it, they believe it. If the college says it, if the PhD or the doctor says it, if the university says it, if the government says it, if PBS says it, well, then it must be true, right? They're really respecting the elders and believing a lie. And that's why he says here, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven because what may be known of God is manifest in them. I saw it manifested. I didn't know anything about Christianity, biblical Christianity, but in that study hall, I could see the evidence of design, and that kept me from going over to an atheist.
On our church website at shiarjashub.org, you will find a library of Bible study radio programs, information about our church, and links to the audio podcasts on Apple and Amazon Music. We live stream the sermon portion of our Sunday morning service at 10:30 on both YouTube and X.com. You can find all this information on shiarjashub.org.